Everyone's getting ready for the holidays, so Kim, can they expect any cheer in the markets?
I don't think there's much going on in the markets right now. You look at corn, they're near their lows, a slight downtrend, but not much happening there. Soybeans, they've had about a 30-cent rally over the last couple weeks, but just kind of moving slightly up, but nothing exciting happening there. Wheat's been moving sideways the last couple weeks, that March contract between 425 and 450. You can go back to the $4 low. So it's on the low end of the range, but sideways. Cotton had a little rally there. It's trading between 64 and 67 cents. The bottom there was 58. Just not much happening in the markets, and that's normal over the holiday period.
The December WASDE report was recently released. Is there anything in that report that producers should be aware of?
Not much. You look at corn, there's essentially zero changes in the corn, either domestic or the foreign markets. In wheat, there was a little news there. They increased export projections, especially for hard red winter wheat. I think that's good news. They lowered U.S. wheat ending stocks for this year. I think that's good news domestically. But if you look at the world, production was flat, but they lowered production estimates for Argentina, Australia, and Canada. They raised them for and offset those declines with Russia and the European Union, and they raised the world ending stock. So I think the negative news in the world offset the positive news in the U.S. If you look at soybeans, nothing, no changes at all for U.S. The world, a little bit slight increase in production, a little bit lower ending stocks, but nothing there. And essentially no changes in cotton.
What about in regards to the export markets? What's going on there?
Well, if you look at wheat exports, it's going relatively well. Hard red winter wheat right now 25% above last year's estimates or last year's exports. The corn, there was some good sales in corn and soybeans this week. So the export markets are, for wheat, I'd say relatively strong, and for corn and beans, probably as expected.
You know, usually this time of year, as we're about to start a new year, should producers make any changes to production practices?
Well, they should always evaluate how they're going to use their land, labor, capital, and management. If you look at what's going on in the market, I don't see much change coming up for any of the commodities, so I'd look at what we've got now and make the allocation of where I thought I could make the most profit.
All right, thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.